This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
More customers are questioning rising restaurant surcharges from 5% for containers to 3% for kitchen service, sparking a debate over fairness, transparency, and dining costs. We welcome in Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago. Doug, thank you for joining us today. And what was the impetus for this proliferation of fees when it comes to paying your check? Was this the result of did this start with COVID-19 and all the disruption there? Or did it start before that?
I would have to say, and by the way, good afternoon, Rob, that it started during COVID. And that was understandable, that obviously we were in a very dire situation and that those individuals that were working were putting themselves at risk. And at the same accord, we felt that it was, and I think justifiably so, to provide a gratuity to those individuals, regardless of what their service was. Now, what's happened is that this has now continued on and even in a greater way into today's environment as well. As you mentioned, tipping 5% on containers, that's wild to me. The next thing we're going to see is tipping on silverware and plates. It's getting to a point where we are experiencing what I'll say is tip fatigue.
And we've talked about this before because there are more opportunities to tip and more people asking for gratuities today than there were in the before time, before 2020, because the restaurants that have set up the infrastructure to go entirely takeout or delivery, and there were more credit card terminals that asked for tips, even in places where you hadn't tipped before. But this, no pun intended, is the tip of the iceberg as far as some of the fees are concerned. And one fee, ironically, addresses some inequality when it comes to tipping.
Well, I think what happened, is happening is that we're really sort of not looking back to what tipping means. And yes, you're right. What happens is that no matter if it's a person giving you a cup of coffee or that you're at a high-end restaurant, that now a tip is expected. One thing I'm looking at differently a little bit is when I am tipping at, for instance, one of those places that are a little bit less amount of labor that's involved, is what's the hospitality? Is a person just handing it to you? Or are they handing to you with a smile and saying, geez, thanks for coming to our restaurant today. Is there anything else I can get for you? So I think the fact is that we have to sort of look beyond, because I think it's here for good. I still hope that restaurateurs will look at that 3% that they're putting on for health and benefits. I'm having a real problem with that, and I think we talked about that in the past as well.
Doug Roth, founder and president, Playground Hospitality in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.